This is the Joey English Show, Red Hot Treasure Chest for Kids and Pets.
Presented through the generosity of MDR Vital Factors, MDR.com, and 800-637-8227. Do you want to boost your immune system, feel younger, and have more energy? Vital Factors is a natural approach to enhance HGH, the youth hormone that helps support muscle tone, firm skin, youthful vitality, and a healthy immune system. I love Vital Factors, and you will too. Try it. Just go to vitalfactors.com. Use code Joey for a 20% discount. That's vitalfactors.com or call 800-637-8227. That's 800-MDR-TABS.
Hi, Joey pal. This is Pat Riley. You know, with all that's going on in our life these days, let MDR Vital Factors invigorate you naturally every day. It really works.
You've got passes to the Air Museum. Open 10 to 5 daily. Warbird rides are for sale, starting at only $99. Kids 12 and under get in free with a paying adult. PalmSpringsAirMuseum.org. You've got a gift certificate to Aspen Mills Bakery. They are open normal hours. They have takeout and delivery open. Lots of bread, baked goods, full lunches. They will deliver to your home or business free.
Hello, Joey Pals. This is Marty from Aspen Mills Bakery. Come and see us.
AspenMillsPS.com. You've got a gift certificate from 849 Restaurant and Lounge. We are open for lunch at 11 a.m. and dinner daily from 5 p.m. You can order takeout by calling 325-8490. Your safety is our priority. We have gone to great lengths to adhere to the guidelines for sanitation and safety.
Hi, Joey Pals. It's Willie. Please come visit us at 1501 or 849.
Details at 849.com. You've got a gift certificate to Elmer's Restaurant. California omelet. Yum. Bacon, biscuits, and gravy. Yum. Grilled ham and cheese trio. Yum.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Jackie Donnell at Elmer's. Come join us.
Check it all out at eatatelmers.com. You've got a gift certificate to McDonald's. New crispy chicken sandwich is here. Crispy, juicy, tender. Also available in spicy. Three new bakery products. Cinnamon roll. Yum. Blueberry muffin, yum, and apple fritter, yum, are now available. Perfect add to your morning coffee. All available through the drive-through, delivery, and our apps. Check it out at McDonald's.com. All of those wonderful presents, the Air Museum, Aspen Mills, 849, Elmer's, and Lulu's. Go to one. We should keep this one. Steve.
Really?
Well, look at the Air Museum, the Patriotic Center of the Valley.
Yep.
Food at Aspen Mills, food at 849, food at Elmer's, and food at Lulu's. Goes to one person.
Wow.
Okay. The doctor had three children. We forgot to ask Jennifer. You don't have any, so we'll add the doctor's three and my three. That would be three.
That would be six. Thank or you. Seven if you include Brett, who is like a child.
Oh, yes. You're so bad. We'll take the six callers there. They're fighting. Kids are fighting. We'll take the six caller at 323-JOEY. That's 323-5639. If you're the six caller, I'll mail all of that out to you. And look who's in the house. Mr. Community.
Hi, Joey.
Steve and Henke, bless your heart. I'm always happy when you're here. And, of course, we adore Brett Klein, who now wants to be called Mr. Palm Springs, since you have become Mr. Community.
As I've said before about Brett, you call that girl whatever she wants to be called.
Okay, what did you bring me? You brought me a visual.
So I brought you the brand new first edition of DAP Health Magazine.
First edition?
Yep, Better Health Today. And, you know, it's exciting because we evolved our brand this year.
Yes.
From Desert AIDS Project to DAP Health. But of course, the work we do remain very much the same. You know, our commitment to comprehensive and quality care across the valley stays the same. I think for a lot of folks, though, it's really hard to understand how all the dots connect between the work that DAP Health does to end the HIV epidemic, the work that DAP Health does in terms of mental health care, the work that DAP Health does in terms of access to health care for primary care, and then so much more. Right at their campus, including affordable housing and other services that allow folks in our community to thrive and live their best lives.
Your one-stop shopping.
Yeah, but then you add on the fact that Revivals is part of the family at DAP Health. And it was just, I think it was a little confusing for folks. We would tell them all these amazing stories, but they're like, what? And so this was an opportunity. We said, well, what would it look like if DAP Health was a magazine? Like if we brought our stories to life, if we brought the people doing the work, you know, to the pages in this magazine, and it's a lifestyle magazine. So it's storytelling. It's a lot of personal storytelling. It's a really enjoyable read. But what I think readers are going to love about it is, you know, during the pandemic, we all got used to scanning those QR codes in restaurants.
Yes.
So now that we know how to use them, we decided to bring them into the stories. And so if you're reading, for example, if you read the story about, it's a wrap-up story about our Steve Chase. What page? Well, the Steve Chase Humanitarian Awards story starts on page 14.
Okay, I'm going.
Sure. And so you see it's a great story with great interviews of the folks that were involved. And then if you turn to page 16, we've got a QR code. If you want to, you're like, well, that was great. I want to now watch that one-hour special that aired on NBC.
There it is.
You scan the QR code and it'll take you to the actual special, which of course includes all the live entertainment and everything else that happened that evening.
How clever.
But you can watch it right there. And we do that throughout the magazine. So there's, you know, we make it easy for you. You don't have to like type in a URL into your phone if you want to learn more or experience the story more deeply. You just scan the code and we'll take you to the YouTube channel that it's parked on, or in some cases it's an audio file if you want to listen to somebody's story. And you can just have a very immersive experience with this magazine.
Immersive, he said.
Immersive.
You know what I like about this? It is not lost to me that we do this wonderful program once a month. You're here talking about DAP Health and Revivals in the community. And a lot of people are audio learners, yes.
Yes.
But this magazine takes it to the visual learners. And
yes.
Then all the bad things that we feel about the 77 weeks we've been doing pandemic.
Right.
We have good things that have come out of it, like the QR codes.
Yep.
And you've incorporated that so the pendulum won't swing back as far as it was. We will keep what was good. And
right.
Now we'll have the QR codes.
Yeah.
So you've really come full circle. Did you think of this?
You know, our team, it was our team's vision. They wanted to try a print solution. We do so much online. And of
yes.
course, many people prefer to view things online. And this magazine will be online shortly.
Okay.
But we know that for most folks, they've spent this pandemic in front of their computers and their cell phones and their televisions. And a lot of people just want a break. They want something tactile. They want to be able to sit down in their easy chair with their favorite reading light and just sit with the magazine or a book and kind of unplug from technology. And that's what this allows you to do. It's a gift from DAP Health to the community. It's free.
Okay, let me write a couple things down. It's free. Where do we get it?
Well, it's at all four Revival stores. So in Palm Springs, Cathedral City, Palm Desert, and Indio.
Palm Springs, excuse me.
That's the Joey store.
That's Joey's
yeah.
Revivals. Then you can get it at Cathedral City. Then Palm Desert, and then the new store
in Indio.
Indio.
Yeah.
Now, is this you in the Speedo on the cover?
I wish. No. No, that is that's Dr. Ryan Hullquist.
It is not.
Yeah, he provides mental health care at DAP Health.
He looks like an Olympian.
I know. We didn't do models in this. We featured the people who do the work at
Wonderful.
DAP Health. So in the story about taking an active role in your health care, those are actually clinicians from DAP Health out biking and hiking and meditating and swimming locally.
We wanted to
really show folks how easy it is to get active in their community and all the great places they can go. But of course, if you are if you're on the campus for DAP Health, we have this in all of our clinics in our main lobby. And a big shout out to our friends at the Palm Springs Chamber of Commerce, because
yes.
you know, Nona was nice enough. She said, why don't you give us a big pile of that and let us have it in our main lobby there
of
too
course.
So it's available all over the place. And I encourage you to pick up a copy and enjoy it.
It's free, Joy Pals, once a month or what?
No, we're just going to do it a few times a year.
A year, okay.
Yep.
Because the president and CEO, David Brinkman,
yeah,
for years and years. Wait a minute, executive editor, director of brand marketing, Stephen Henke. Photographer, yeah. Mark Davidson.
Yeah, Mark did the photography for us. You know, he's retiring now,
yeah,
so
I know.
So we're going to miss him. And I don't know what we'll do for the next edition because we're going to have to look real hard to find a photographer as talented as he is.
This is just wonderful. How many pages is it?
I think this first one is 42 pages. Yep.
39, 40, 41, something like that.
Yep.
Okay, talk me through advancing health equity. And listen to this, Joy Pals, how shame prevents many from asking for the help they deserve. I can't believe that.
Yeah, that was, you know, you might remember we did a storytelling project in partnership with Sunnylands Gardens where they
yes.
invited us to create a series of podcasts
yes.
and a short film about healthcare equity. And we really explored, you know, this notion of shame or that deep sense of unworthiness that so many of us feel and how it keeps us from asking for the care we deserve. Right.
Oh.
And so you may know that you can get care somewhere, but maybe you just don't feel like you're worth even making the phone call or making that appointment. Shame can be very debilitating. It can be a very big roadblock to many people, and it doesn't need to be.
I'm so sorry.
And so that's what that story examines, is all the many ways that folks might feel that emotion. And it's a very common human emotion. But it keeps people from, you know, just going in for their regular physical. It keeps people from getting an HIV test. It can keep people from so many things that are in their best interest.
Talk to me about this one, because I love them.
Okay.
Page 32, if you're playing along at home. Honoring LGBTQIA
yes.
history. Les Dames du Soleil.
Yeah, so this was exciting because
Dottie and Maud.
You know, because before there was, you know, big fundraisers and before there was a lot of political power in the LGBTQ community, there were drag queens standing on boxes all across this nation, lip syncing for $1 tips, and they were turning those tips over to nonprofits that benefit the LGBTQ community. We were no exception. This group, Les Dames du Soleil, and these two members that were featuring, Douglas Woodmansey and Marshall Piercy, they were at the forefront of raising the first funds for DAP Health that allowed us to invest in our first building. And of course, during the pandemic, we remodeled our wellness lobby and our wellness wing for our clients, putting up a giant wallpaper with that first troupe. And then, of course, all of their pictures and awards and promotions from all those shows they did to raise money for this community.
Over $1 million.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see their closet.
I know.
Their closet.
It's
had
remarkable.
To be as big as
Still
this
is.
Studio.
Still is.
Have you seen it?
They've told me about it.
Yeah, me too.
I'm waiting for the pandemic to end, and then they've
will
promised
you take
me a tour.
Me with you?
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
If I take you to Prime Rib at Elmer's, will you take me to their closet?
I think that sounds like a really fair trade.
Because I went to their wedding.
Oh, really?
I was honored to MC their star dedication.
Mm.
They are
well deserved,
wonderful
people.
Human beings.
But examples of a community in action, and this community in this valley is always about these individuals that are in action who support nonprofits. The work couldn't get done without people like them. And their story's worth telling, it's worth remembering, because there's so much that I can learn from it, right? And that's when I know it's a story.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, I'm always curious as to what inspired someone to get into action, because I think most people want to do good, and I think most people want to add value to their community, but I think so often we get stuck and we think, well, maybe I'm not talented enough or wealthy enough or whatever the case might be. I think that's very normal for people to feel that way, but there's something that happens for remarkable individuals like these two. They didn't get stuck. They just got into action, and I think that's inspiring.
I love the way you put that in there. Okay, let me pick another one. I can't seem to trick you up here.
You want to talk about Bostonette?
Okay, what page is that?
So Bostonette is on page 27. And he's actually featured somewhat in the story about Les Dames because
and
this is...
And the title is Home
Means More.
More Now. Okay, Bostonette.
So he is an award-winning interior designer,
yes.
and he is with Follistonette Interior Design. He decorated, as a volunteer, he decorated that wellness wing that we dedicated to the Les Dames, and then he generously offered to give us tips and tricks on how you can use resale and vintage finds at Revivals.
Okay.
Yep, to update your home decor. So it's a professional's, it's a professional tips and tricks.
I see something I need.
What do you need?
That ottoman, you know, my bedroom is all done in, we call it the cat house at my house, but it's all tigers, lions, and tigers, oh my.
Yeah.
And that's a zebra print.
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah, people don't need to be afraid. I think sometimes you think of vintage and you think you've got to have like a design bone to be able to bring it into your home decor, right? Because it's not always matchy-matchy. It's eclectic. And Bo, I think these tips and tricks that he's offering can just give folks a lot of confidence to go out and have some fun when they shop.
Here's a tip, Joey Pals. Footstools, benches, and ottomans, or hassocks, are always easily placed. The bold faux zebra pattern will draw attention wherever this piece gets placed. So he gives you tips on what to do with unique places. That's wonderful.
And the items featured, he went into Revivals, and he actually chose these items. He just walked through the store, and he picked these.
Which store?
Joey's store in
Joey's
Palm Springs.
Revivals. How'd I miss that ottoman? I know. It's gone by now.
It's gone by now. But yeah, he picked them. He wanted, these are the items that sort of, it was a broad array from art to knickknacks to furniture that he wanted to be able to give tips and tricks about.
This is a wonderful magazine.
It's great, isn't it?
I'm so proud of you for doing this. Oh, Dr. Jill Gover.
Yep. Dr. Gover actually gives meditation tips in this magazine because a lot of folks are dealing with anxiety and depression right now, and meditation can be a great solution for that. So she gives tips, but then she also is interviewed in a story entitled Mental Health is Health. And really, that's about having no stigma around asking for that care.
Is there a picture of you in here?
No.
What?
No, it's not about me.
What? Where's the centerfold? Wait a minute. Let me go to the middle.
You know, we have so many amazing stories to tell at DAP Health that, there's just better stories to tell.
Oh, I'm teasing you because
I know.
There's the centerfold.
Boast of that.
Next time.
Maybe next time.
This is just wonderful. So refresh our memory. Where can we get DAP Health?
Absolutely.
Better health today.
Yeah, absolutely. So at all four Revival stores, absolutely free. Just look for it right by the front door when you walk in.
Or at the chamber.
Or at the Palm Springs Chamber of Commerce. Or, of course, at any clinic you visit at DAP Health.
To continue the conversation with our precious Steve Henke, Mr. Community, a friend of Mr. Palm Springs, to be continued.
Yes.
Go to daphealth.org.
Yes, please.
Wonderful website. Lots of great. How can I thank you? I'm always happier when you're here.
Oh, we love you, Joey.
Thank you so much. Joey Pals, here comes the second installment of the Joey English Desert Datebook. Joey Pals, this edition of the Joey English Desert Datebook is brought to you by the City of Palm Springs, palmspringsca.gov. Just Fabulous presents Toshin's Great Escapes book series, provides exquisite endorsements for hospitality around the planet. The series includes editions for Asia, Africa, North America, South America, and Europe. These guidebooks are bursting with the very best recommendation in luxurious accommodations, enticing photographs of outstanding hotels, guest houses, lodges, and resorts. They're paired with the details you need to make an informed booking, with the prices, services, and facilities all being noted. Check it all out at the letter B, BeJustFabulous.com. Lalo Visions says, connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone this gifted clairvoyant at 401-1810 or visit his website, Lalovisions, LALOvisions.com. Again, Lalo's phone number is 401-1810. Joey Pals, get your daytimers ready and stay tuned for more of the Joey English Desert Datebook in the next hour. If you miss anything, go to joeyenglish.com. Okay, Joey Pals, coming up, Brett Klein, Mr. Palm Springs, and Brady Sandahl, Mr. Community, come on back to me.